Im Mishnah steht Yoitze mit Mayu und Meiser Shein. Yoitze mit Mayu und Meiser Rishin, Shinitler von Mosre, Meiser Shein über Hegde Shinitler. Frag die Gemorre, Dmai, Holoi Chosir, und alle Leute hier Dmai. Einfach die Gemorre, Keben, die bei ihr Mavkir le Nichsei, Havel le Oni, ואויכל דמי, השתו נמי חוזי לב. דתנן מאכיל ומסענים דמי וסחסנוי דמי. ואומר רב הונה, תודה בשם היום אומרים, אין מאכיל ומסענים דמי וסחסנוי דמי, ובסביר לא אומרים מאכיל. אז זה כמו היה ספקה שדמי הוא לא יחוזי לב, he's not allowed to eat it, so why he's יויצה? וכמו האנצה, זה בואי המפקיר לנכסי, And while the boy mafkir le nichse ve have le oni, have le oni, and be meile o biroitoim, be meile is yoitz. Zog trash. Dmai olay chozi le, ve amrin le kamon, mi shi isu im ishum bal toich al chomets levadoi, ato yoitz bal ishum matzo. Yoitz mi shi yesh le isu achet. Ina mi have le mitzvah abo ba'avei. Rashi brings down two reasons for the Gemara's Kasha Holoi Chozi Le. One reason is that the Gemara that we said, he also said that it has to be that it's only also mitzvah Yisoich al Chometz. He also said that if it's another Isu, the Gemara speaks about Tevel. You're not Yoitze. So there's another Isu, B'chayagav, you're not Yoitze. Another reason, mitzvah Abba Be'aveir. So the Mefoshim Shtel, really, and Rashi, this Kasha goes over and over in the Sugis later. The Gemara in the end of the page, in the end of the Amud, the Gemara says, why are you not Yoitze B'Tevel? Shenema L'Yseich Alol Av Chometz, Zeh Shisu Im Shum Batech Alol Av Chometz, but if Zeh No Zeh Yisu, you're not Yoitze. And the Gemara doesn't say Mitzad Mitzvah Bo Be'Aveira. We had a whole shiur 2 days ago, we started a Mishnah, why the Gemara has to find the reason, and Rashi says it in the Mishnah. That is the Isu Mitzad. Shekol she'atariv ha'olam mishum batech al chometz, ein ato yoitze boi. Vashenken, Trumo, and Tevel, that is the Isu chutz from the Isu from batech al chometz, yinat yoitze. And Rashi doesn't say mitzvah bo ba'aveir in the Mishnah. And now when the Gemara is asking a kasha, d'mai olay chozi lei, Rashi says mitzvah mitzvah bo ba'aveir. And we have to answer that the Mishnah is not going mitzvah mitzvah bo ba'aveir. Ubi be'ezbeirim ech shelo yiyah. But the Mishnah is not saying mitzvah bo ba'aveir. So the Mishnah is not saying mitzvah bo ba'aveir. Sal Pitom here, Rashi and the Kasha and the Gemara says that the problem is mitzvah bo ba'aveira. So the Ramban says the easy answer. The Ramban wants to say that could be mitzvah bo ba'aveira, Rashi will hold it's a psul v'rabbonon. So in the chesroinus of the Mishnah of Truma and Tevel, these are real chesroinus, you're not yoytze midei raise. Misha to muzo olo mishum balteich al chometz, he also said that it's another isu. Masha'enken, Dmai, that the whole Isur is any way the Rabbonon, even if you will make up the Drosha, Yotzo Zesha Toivol of Isur Acher, it's only in the eyes of the Rabbonon. In the eyes of the Yaisa, you're not Oivol. I'll be Madgish. The whole first Pshat of Rashi, that it's only Yotzo Matzah of something that is only Isur Batei Chometz. If it's another Isur, you're not Yotzo. This is Midei Raisa. Dmai, Midei Raisa, the Maisa is no more Isur. But there's no more Isu Midei Raisa. That is the only Isu. I don't know the Isu. It's only the Isu when I say Chometz Midei Raisa. I don't know the Isu here. So Midei Rabbonon, we're looking at Ki Ilu is another Isu here. So that is the Chidush. But Rashi could say that Midei Rabbonon is another Psul of Mitzvah Bo Be'Aveira. But Sheikin and Truma and Tevel later that it's a Midei Raisa. The male deer Rashi doesn't want to say mitzvah bo ba'aveira.
Why is it instead of takato takato? because it's
not the kanto and the takanto. It's two different things. The kanto and the takanto, we make a gzeira and a gzeira. When two the rabbonos meet together, it's not called the kanto and the rabbon. The Moshe, you have yontif sheni, and you have to be machmir and the rabbonos of muktzah. It's not called the kanto and the takanto. Kanto and the takanto is when we make a gzeira and a gzeira and a gzeira. It's the isu the rabbonos of dmai, and it's a cloud. כל שאתה יועץ למצו, שאתה אוהב משום עלתך על חומץ, שאתה יועץ למצו, אז אני לא זה איסו, אינה את יועץ למצו. אני לא זה אין זה למפורשים זה. The Ramban, we mentioned it 2 days ago, the Ramban said, the why is no mitzvah abo ba'aveira, because it's not with the chefze, because אפשר לתקן. This is the answer, the Gemara says, יבואי, Mavkir Nisse Vichosilei, the Gemara was mechadish these kind of svores and mitzvah bo ba'aveira. You write that the Gemara could mechadish and demai much more, that he could be mafrish trumas umaisas. But the Gemara also had the answer for the first problem. But because man, the Gemara didn't know the svores, the iboi, so the Gemara really held from the svore of a mitzvah bo ba'aveira. But the maskana, maybe Einachanami, after the answer of the Gemara, maybe we don't have the svara of mitzvah bavavi. Mikol Makoim, Rashi brings down two chesroides. We'll learn another Rashi, Kipshutai, and when the Gemara says the Lechozile, the Gemara is asking also mitzvah bavavi, and also mitzvah kol shalei soich al chometz. Moshe, there'll be another answer. And the Foshim say that mitzvah bo ba'aveira, the reason the Gemara didn't want to use Sul of Tevel, Truma mitzvah bo ba'aveira, what would be for someone as a pikuach nefesh? He's in a city that has no food, only a matzah shel Tevel. He's allowed to be yoitz a matzah with it or not? As a minor community, he's allowed to eat it anyway. He ate it, then more matzah came into the shah. So the shah, he was yaitzer or not? That's mitzvah above aveira, he was yaitzer. There's no aveira. But if it's a droshe, kolshe, isur, mishum, balteich, al chometz, you're not yaitzer. Meaning to say, that could be a lot of answers, and the etzem kashev, the gemore, why the Gemara did not say mitzvah bo ba'aveira? Because when the Gemara says the isul deiraisa, could be a lot of nafkiminas. We said also could be a nafkiminas v'chatzi shiur. Chatzi shiur chulin, chatzi shiur tever. If it's a mitzvah bo ba'aveira, chatzi shiur is not deiraisa, it's not a problem. If it's mitzad, kol shatu muzor ala bebatech al chomez, that a yoitze matzah. Ma she'en ken, when the Gemara says that you yoitze bedmai, frek the Gemara, why you yoitze, vos mi de mitzvah bo ba'aveira. Nehayim. When the Gemara wants, now, the Gemara wants reasons why you're not yoitze. Reasons not to be yoitze, the Gemara wants to say the real reason. The real reason is kol she'ata oivir olo bebatech al chometz, ata yoitze boi matzo. Kol she'ein ata oivir olo bebatech al chometz, ein ata yoitze boi deichoi bas matzo. That is the Gemara ba'etze. But when the Gemara says that yoitzim bedmai, frek the Gemara, why yoitzim bedmai? When you're not yoitze, the Gemara wants to say that you're not yoitze at all. Not only it's a mitzvah bo ba'aveira. In any yoitze at all, in any vision, any echadim, it's in any yoitze. But when it says yoitzim bedmai, frek the Gemara, why yoitzim bedmai? Why yoitzim bedmai? Hari lechurure, it's a mitzvah bo ba'aveira. Because we can do it, the Gemara is kash. Bedmai, you may say, shay, nidmai, yoroi chosilei. And for the Gemara, kevon di bo yamafkir, and nichsei, have a oni, ve oichel. Dmai, Hashtona Michozi. What is the answer? The Gemara brings a riot that you're allowed to, if you're only allowed to eat my. What is the answer? We have two reasons the Gemara explained why we will not be Yitzah with my. One reason the Gemara explained I will not be Yitzah with my because Kosha at the Oivarov Mishum Badech of Chometz at the Oivarov at the Yitzah by Matzah. Kosha Yeshmo Anoze Isu, you're not Yitzah Matzah. There's another Isu. And the second reason is you're not yoitzer because it's a mitzvah bo ba'aveira. And for the Gemara, kevon di boye mafir nichse ve'ave le'oni ve'chosi la yoitzer. So what? So what? So what if you're going to be mafir nichse? But the mice now, you're not mafir nichse. So the ma'aser you over also chutzum batoich al chometz, you over on other is. So mitzvah ba ba'aveira, yes. You'll be makir nichsa, you'll be on, it will not be a mitzvah ba ba'aveira. Oh, but now it is a mitzvah ba ba'aveira. So what is the answer? What is the answer? We have a kasha. Holy chosi. And for the Gemara, you boy, you mafkir nirsi ve'ave le'oli. Say, no. But the Maisa now is not mafkir. So in the first kasha, you could say that the drosha is, kol shat ha'oivir olo b'batech al-chometz at the yoitze boi matzo. Because in Ozzy Yisro, chutz from b'batech al-chometz, you're not yoitze matzo. So you could say, val I have a chetimtze, that I could take off the Yisro, so it's not considered that I'm over on another Yisro. Right? It's a drosha. That what? Now it's not chometz, it's matzah. Oh, but if it would be not matzah, you'd be chometz, and it'd be only Yisro chometz, then you could be yoytze matzah. If it would be a different Yisro, you cannot be yoytze matzah. The answer is yes, this could be, there would be no different Yisro. If you'll be matkir nichsei, it will only be the Yisro of chometz, if it will be chometz. It's not that it's chometz. You're not oivir batoich al chometz, you're eating matzah. But it has to have potential to come to the Yisro in batoich al chometz. It has the potential. It will come to the Yisro of dmai, is a way to take away the Yisro of dmai. Now the Achoinim explain, so say, oh, stop, you could be good matkir nichsei. Tevel also, you have a way to take it off. The answer is in Tevel, it's ponim chadoshes. If you're mafrish tumus l'maisos, it'll be something else. The gabi d'mai, the d'mai will stay the same d'mai. The gavri will change. The gavri has a chetimtze to change. But the gavri has a chetimtze to change, but the chefze will stay the same chefze, and maybe you could be my yoytze matzah. We can be yoytze matzah with something older. The pshat is that even without matzah, if it will not be matzah, it will be chometz, also would be a different isur chutz from chometz. So this is the drosha. Kol she'atoyig mishum batoyig chometz b'lechudei, atoyig yoytze mishum matzah. If it's a different isur. But the ma'is, it's not chometz. It has to have the potential. While I'm saying that the potential, I'll be matkir nichsei, and I will not have an isur b'meile, it's good. This takes care of the first probe of Rasha. But what's with the second probe? What's with mitzvah bo ba'avir? What helps you boy and mafkir nichsei? But the ma'is is b'cha mitzvah bo ba'avir. The ma'is is now that you're not mafkir nichsei. The ma'is you're over ba'avir if you're here? Yes, it's mitzvah bo ba'avir. So what is the answer? What is the answer? The mice of you are not mafkir nichsei. And you ate it, you over aveir. So the Devil Shmuel brings this kasha, and he wants to say a teire that the mitzvah avo b'aveir is a way to do the same thing. And not to have aveir, we don't say it's a mitzvah avo b'aveir. It's a big chiddush. It's again to the longest that we spoke, that if mitzvah abo ba'aveira is that if I'm doing something bad at the same time that I'm doing a mitzvah, it doesn't count, then it's very shvel to say. Then it's very shvel to say. If the gather of mitzvah abo ba'aveira is that it's a chefze that Hashem doesn't want to combine the mitzvah with such a chefze, then you can say a svore that vibe. He says, that's for it, that while the mice I have a chetimtze, while I have a chetimtze, that I could do it without having a veire, it's not called a mitzvah above a veire. But the statement is medayek in Loshon Rashi, a different answer. Look at Rashi. Hashto nami lechozelei, the chumre de rabbonon be'almehu. The roiva meoretz me'asim. The chumra de rabbonon be'almehu. The roiva meoretz me'asim. So this type, the Gemara is answering a chiddush. While if you mafkir nichsa, you're allowed to eat it. Gemara pshach. If the rabbanon rechoshes that it's tevel d'mai, because we don't know if the amoros is meiser or not, why we let the poor people to eat it? But poor people don't have to be kind mitzvahs. Vais tois, it's only a chumre. And while it's only a chumre, there's no mitzvah bo ba'aveira when it's only a chumre. It's a chiddush in mitzvah bo ba'aveira. And as I'm doing in Rashi later, in the Hemshech HaOmos, you are master of Tevel mid the Rabbonon. So this time. So to feed that, it's be'etzem not the boye mafkir nichsei. The Gemara could have said Sam. Kevon de chozi le'anim, it's not a mitzvah bo ba'aveira.
I guess we should even take with the
habanim. No, why do you want to say, boy, mafkir nichsei? Why do you have to say, boy, mafkir nichsei? Kevon, the chozi le'anim. Again, the stipler learns it's not because he's mafkir nichsei. But the pshat is, we see that it's mutar le'anim, but mainly we see that it's a chumra, lo shen Rashi, chumra mid rabbonon be'alme. So while it's a chumra de rabbonon be'alme, but mainly we don't say that the chisoron of mitzvah bo ba'aveir. So the stipend of him pshat. So you don't have to say the boy mafkir nichse. It's stuck in that if he's mafkir. Came on the chozi le'anim, it's not called the mitzvah bo ba'aveir. And because if something is mutar le'anim, it can't be that it's a isur gomu. It's only a chumra de rabbanon be'alme. And if it's a chumra de rabbanon be'alme, so the stipend ain't a chanami. The Gemara doesn't mean the boy mafkir nichse. The Gemara could have said take stam. Kevon the chozi le'anim is no mitzvah bo ba'aveir. Kevon the chozi le'anim is no mitzvah bo ba'aveir. Why the Gemara says yiboye mafkir nichsei? Agav the Gemara in Eruvin that the Gemara had to say it. But by us, like this type of stuff, because in Brochus, you don't have to come to yiboye mafkir nichsei. It's enough that it's roi le'anim. And the Maram Chalav in the Meiri shteit nishtaze. The Maram Chalav asks a kashe, why the Gemara says yiboye mafkir nichsei? The Gemara could have said better. He boy mafkir la tvua, the hefkir poto min amaisa. Why you have to say he boy mafkir nichsei? Say he could be mafkir la tvua. And if he's mafkir la tvua, hefkir is poto min amaisa. Zog the Maram Chalave, after it he chalan at Shem Truma, Shem Tevel Sulei Poka. If it is tapir, it's not because he boye mafkir. He boye mafkir doesn't help. It's a mitzvah bo ba'aveir. It's a svore that while it's roi le'anim, the Moshe Meiri brings a raya from here that you're allowed to be mafkir in Yontif. Because if you're not allowed to be mafkir in Yontif, what is he boye mafkir in Yontif? If it is tapir, you don't have to be mafkir now in Yontif. It's only a raya that it's roi le'anim. It's only a raya that it's roi le'anim. So the Rishonim is mashma not like that. That you take a half to half, the boy in mafkir nichsei, veroile. But the svara is be'etzem, that we don't say mitzvah bo ba'aveire, and the zach that is only a chumre. Lo mezel teisvus. Yoitzi medba. Mesupe kri, I boy le meymar yoitzi dafko, di ebed, כדי אמרין אל הוי לו מפקיר לניסה וחוס אליי, מכל מוקם עדיין לא עם מפקיר לו, הנה מיועצים אף לכתחילה. הוי לו ושורי לענים, ואכיל אסמאס אינם נקרא אכיל אסנים. אז אותי זה זה סופר, כי יועצה בדיאבת או יועצה לכתחילה. מה זה רשי דיבור המס חלטבל, הנהם שחד לגמורה, שתי תקלור עד יעום יועצה בדיאבת. Rashi says that in our Mishnah Yoytze B'diyeva, the Dmai is Yoytze B'diyeva. That's actually in Rashi Ma'amas Kutteva, the Hemshech Ha'ol. So the first Pshat of Taisus, Taisus says Yoytze B'diyeva, because the Maisa now he was not Mafkir Nichse. So Yoytze B'diyeva. So Taisus says in the second Pshat, Yoytze L'Katchila. Why Yoytze L'Katchila? Because Achilas Matze, אז אכיל עשני, סלחם עויני. צוואר את סלחם עויני. צוואר את סלחם עויני, יהיה את זה לכתחיל. פייק דאו חודש על המשנה, יש סימולת את הסטייפלר. Oh, so why did Moses say, "Boy, mafkir nichsi b'chazivay"? If you're telling me that it's a chilas anias, so the Gemara has to say that it's roi le'anim. Why the Gemara has to say, "Boy, mafkir nichsi"? First, I believe Moses loved that. The Gemara is loved that. Tesis is not mashu. The Gemara is loved that. And this is the reason he says the first shot. It's only with the other. Because he had to come not to be boy mafkir nichsi. Second shot, no. You don't tell a katchila, because achilas matzah is achilas anias. Achilas matzah is achilas anias. So what does he bring after this? So the chodesh of the Mishnah is says not matish. He says the din you have to have matzah ruuyah l'shiva. Like you have to have sukkah shiruuyah l'shiva. You have to have a matzah that you can eat all the 7 days. Matzah specheilu shiva siyomi. But the first night it's lechem oili. Later it's not called lechem oili. And I will explain. Tesis meant that it's achilas anius, not because matzah is called lechem oili. We know the night of Pesach states that you break the matzah. Why? Only dargu v'prusa. The whole Pesach you don't have to break the matzah. The Moses says later you're not allowed to cook the matzah. Allowed it kneel after doing Pesach, but the Seder you're not allowed to. Why? So the Gemara, because it's not derech hanius. It's not derech hanius. So the first night, so Tesis is mechadish that even you're not allowed to eat mine, but the first night you're allowed to eat the matzah because it's derech hanius. It's derech hanius. But this only answer is the first night. Although what do we make answer Pesach? And if you can't eat it for 7 days, so it's not matzah ruya l'shiva. It's not matzah ruya l'shiva. The teretz is, and the rest of the days, he boya mafkir nichse. You didn't do it yet. So the first teretz says, but yeah, so the first second teretz, no. Tonight he's poor. So you can eat a ketchila. It's ruya l'shiva because he boya mafkir nichse. The first time it says the Iboy and the Isa didn't do it, it's only with the Evet. But the second time it says like this. The first night of Seder, he's the Oni. I Roy Leshiva. For Roy Leshiva, it's enough to say Iboy and Mafkin Nisa. For the Roy Leshiva, it's enough Iboy and Mafkin Nisa.
What about Isaac being able to eat it the second day?
Second day, if he's not Mafkin, he's not allowed to eat it. But the Mafkin says Roy Leshiva, he did Mafkin Nisa. But the first night when he eats it, he's yoytze lekatchile, because now he's already. The tzlach says the geoynes, so stark, the geoynes and tzlach. Zog the tzlach, I'll tell you a chesh. The Gemara had a first kasha, why you not yoytze b'matzah shel dmai? Because the reason you're not yoytze b'matzah shel dmai, because it's a klal, here, if it will be chometz, you'll not be over only l'seichal chometz. You'll be over also d'may. Another reason we said mitzvah bo ba'avayim. And with the Gemara, iboye mafkir nisay. Tesis says, no, I have a better term. Not iboye mafkir nisay. Now he didn't do it. How is he allowed to do it? Lechem oyni, he's poor. So he's allowed to eat the katchila. Yeah, listen good. Zog the tzlach. Okay. Lo yitzur, the guy would bake it chometz, not matzah, and he would eat it. What a beira you would have. There is, if a person will take the matzah, he will bake it chometz, the dmai, and he will eat it lela seder. How many aveiras he will have? What? Not what punishment, how much Averis you will have? Eli, how many Averis you will have? What? How many? Elisha, one.
Oh, sure.
You'll be over Chometz and Dmai. If it's not Matzah, he's not poor, right? If it's Matzah, it's Lechem Oili. But if it's not matzah, so how many averes you will be over if you will eat it chametz? 201. If it's not matzah, it's not lechem oili. So how many averes he has? One chametz and one d'may. Is a cloud something that you also either misum d'may if it's chametz, you can't be yotze matzah? Again, en yotzim b'd'may. Yaitzim b'dmai. Listen, it's a ge'inus in the slav, but it's such a shalf a cheshu. The Gemara has the kasha, how you could yaitzim matzah b'dmai, and it is a klal that has to be that if it's not matzah, it's chometz, you only have one aveya, not two aveyas. Also mitzvah bo aveya. And for the Gemara, mafkir nichsi. Jesus comes in the second shot, I don't need mafkir nichsi. Every guy, when he eats matzah lechem, he's considered that moment is born. And the man is allowed to eat mai. So we have an answer, why are you yaitzim b'dmai?
The night doesn't come in thin.
What's a tasteless? So tasteless answers that while he's poor, he could eat it like a tchil. So the shayla is, it's very gishmak eteret. So why the Gemara has to say, boy, you're mafkir nichse. That is the kash. Right, again. Tasteless learns pshat that you're allowed to eat dmai in the first night of Seder, because every person is poor in the first night. Lechemoy, Freydo, Cholosh, it's a very nice pshat. The Gemara says, Iboye mafkir nichse. Similarly, the disciple of the Gemara is a moshel, but Tasteless doesn't say that. Zog the tzlach, I'll tell you pshat. Tasteless asked why a person is allowed to eat like a tchile. The Maise was not mafkir nichse. The answer, you're allowed to eat like a tchile because you're poor. Any person is poor tonight. So why do you want to say Iboye mafkir? The Tanas doesn't say. Okay, he's allowed to eat it. Now, Lomit Rachel, what will happen if it will not be matzah? How many averes will be? Chometz or also d'mai? What? Two. So as a klal, kol sha'ata oiver all of only mishum le'seich al chometz, you can be yotze matzah. Here, and the tzadar to be chometz, you're not poor. You're right that when it's matzah, we look at you like poor. But if I say why that it's chometz, you're not poor. So it's chometz, it has two aveiros. So you will not be yotze matzah. The Torah says, if it will be chometz, I'll be mafkir nichsi, don't worry. And then I could eat it. I have a way to eat it when it's chometz. So legabe and the tzad that it's, nemai says matzah. And the tzad that it's chometz, I have iboye mafkir nichsi. Taste that a kasha, but nemai says, how you eat it now like a tchilin? How nemai says you eat it? So this is how the mice you eat it. I'm poor. If I'm poor, I'm allowed to eat it.
Eat it slash, what's the more fat?
No, when I'm eating it now, Friedrich Moore, the mayo lechazi. So what kasha is, but the mice the Gemara didn't know that Oni is allowed to eat mai. Or if we go only the first tarot, violet with the bichomets. Then it's not roi lechila. Not now it's not with chozile. Rashi says, when it's a bichomets, you're not over only one isur, you're over two isur. If we learn that that is the kasha. Alright, even the bichomets, you'll have two isur, not only one isur.
But
these places,
if you go with the
fast
knowing the first
kasha,
then you're glad
to
eat it, the
whole shayla
was.
But when the tzad is chometz, you can't eat it. The more answers, you buy your mafkin. Then the
tzad
is chometz,
while
he could.
Right, so the shayla should be, you know, you're
not yotze. No, the eshela of the kasha is that he's not yotze, Rashi explains. Why he's not yotze? Because it's not chometz.
I know, but
Mekon Mekoyim, so the Gemara answers that you eat it. So the Maise, Vali Boye Mafkir, and this again, we have to know, in the Rishonim it's Mashma Kipshuta, that Vali has a Migu. So the Miri says, Akasha, how you could be Mafkir Nichse and Yontef? You're right that you're allowed to be Mafkir Nechosim and Yontef and Shabbos. Ma'am Chalava asks, it's a different Hefka. But if we learn, so we have other disciples matter than every oni, and it's called Chosin, and Rashi says the stack of the Eved. And Taisus in the first pshat also learns that it's b'di'evet. Now in the second pshat, Taisus says that the ma'isa, now he's only clapping the issur of eating bad news. Clapping the issur of eating bad news is considered the only remaining allowed to eat it. But clapping the issur of seichel chometz, clapping that, the answer is, and the tzad, that it will be chometz, vali can be mafkirit, b'meile etz chosilei, b'meile etz roi to eat, b'meile etz roi to eat. We're standing the day before Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur afternoon, B'kriyas HaTorah, we read the Parsha of Aragas. B'kriyas HaTorah, Yom Kippur, and Minche is the Parsha of Aragas. And the Mishnah Berurah asks the Kasha, why we read Parsha of Aragas? Aragas is the most chomodik aveiras that a Yid has. And the Mishnah Berurah gives one answer. And the answer of the Mishnah Berurah is Shenafshei shel odom mechamdoso. Well, it's a big taiva, so we have to ma'oril the person to be careful. Well, nafshei shel odom mechamdoso. But in the Sforim is brought down another reason. So Yom Kippur afternoon, a person already feels like, you know, he's kodosh v'toyr. He's fasting, he's like a malach, ein achila, ein shtia, ein sheino, ein yeshiva, ein iras asando. And he feels he's already in the madregas. So when he's busy mekabel kabbalas, he's really busy talking about korbanas and mincha. We tell him, remember, you're a human being, and you have to take care of Gilui Arayas, of regular Averas. You have to be down to earth to know to be Mekabel. You have to know the mitzvah's tshuva. Rambam says if a person passed by Shoshana till Yom Kippur and he didn't do tshuva, the Bayanim, humes. Shoshana mechza al mechza, we netzach on the way are considered mechza al mechza. To understand, Mechza al Mechza doesn't mean exactly, yeah? A statistic could be known in the world that would be Mechza al Mechza. But Mechza al Mechza means there's reasons for here, we mean good, we have problems. Most people, the Gemara says, are considered Beinoni, might be Betluy. And in the big picture, we're Beinoni. And the Rambam says, if Yom Kippur came and he didn't do tshuva, he'd be Yadmes. Why? Not doing tshuva, when Hashem gave a chetimtze of tshuva, that's the biggest kitrug, and then nothing helps in Yom Kippur. Now, in the old day, tshuva meant to cry, Hayogoin ve'atzar, Eich lo isi achzori al ha'nefesh, Eich lo nizharti, how I was not careful. To cry, to cry, to cry. This is bad. All this crying and fasting and doing all these things helps if you really want to do tshuva. You really plan to do tshuva. While the problem is that people cry and mekabel all different kabbalas, and at the end of the day, every year they stay the same. So this is not called tshuva anymore. In the old days, a person cried and says to me tshuva and fasted. Taki got such a shoken up, and the whole year Taki, well, I was a different person. I was a different person after the whole year, he was a different person. In our days, a person will cry the whole Yom Kippur, the whole Asayas Yom Tshuva, 2 days after we see the same person. This is the reason in our generation, Tshuva, the Gemara says, Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah Kof, Kama Bekaif Inish Daite Tfei Michale. Rosh Hashanah, the more that you nichna to Boira Olam, that is the best. And Yom Kippurim, Kama the poshit inish daite itfei michale. The more that a person is simple, it's better. A person has to sit in Yom Kippurim and plan how he's planning to be better. How he's planning to change. What could make it that next year he will be a better person? Rav Shach, Chatzkel, but in our generation, Kabbalah is the main part of tshuva. Now we make Kabbalah ourselves to take things that will change us, that will make us to be different people. Rav Shach explained, what is a Kabbalah? Most of the person was mekabel on himself. He thinks, you know, I eat in places that I don't have to eat. I eat in times that I don't have to eat. I eat in a way that I don't have to eat. I have to change it. So I'll mekabel on myself. And they say over the Maisa, there was a person that he was a he would steal every night. And every Kabbalah he was mekabel on himself never worked. So he went to the Chacham to ask him for a Kabbalah. So the Chacham told him, be mekabel on yourself, not... He said, for years I'm mekabel, and that night I do it again. Motzei Yom Kippur, I do it again. So he told him, I have for you a Kabbalah. Mekabel, not to lie. Chutz from that, you're allowed to do what you want to do. He says, yeah. He says, I promise you, you're going to get it. I'll make a Shavua Chamua, not to lie. Remember, he said, for an hour, he said, okay, Mikabal, I'm swearing, I will not lie. He says, you have a good year, Hashem will smoke you all of your days. He said, he gets up by night, he wants to steal, he says, okay, I'm allowed, right? So, thinks to himself, what will happen if you come, when he'll go out, the police will call him and ask him what he did tonight, he can't lie. Okay, so tonight I can't go to steal. Okay, I'll have to try to go in a place, but kids are slowly, slowly, he realized that he can't steal. He can't do all of the various because they'll ask him where he was. And like this he changed. What is the Yisoid? The Yisoid is, the Chochmah of the Kabbalah is, so much a person feels, he eats, if he will bench every time with a bencher, but maybe he'll be careful where he goes to eat, how he eats, with who he eats, where he eats. Yeah, some people not help them because all places that they eat that it's wrong, they don't bench. They only on a michi or on a fosha. So maybe he has to make a kabel to bench with a bench on a michi. But long as not that a person decides that the benching will change it. So like Rav Shach was a person that was a kabel himself. And he was in his chasana. He came to Rav Shach, there's no bencher. What to do? I was a kabel to bench with a bencher. Rav Shach told him, take a paper, write down benching, and read from the paper. The guy says, I can't write it, I don't know it by heart. So Shach says, how you're playing the bench? I'm a no mishane. Yeah? But why, when we asked, when the guy, when we thought about the guy that doesn't have a bench, we didn't think about this solution to write it on a piece of paper. Why? If you would be in jail, Amazon, and you need to send a letter to your lawyer, and you don't have paper, you take a newspaper, you find a piece, why? If you have to write a letter, you will manage. Shach tried to explain, if a person's mekabel that he doesn't eat, if you can't bench with a bencher, it's not an option. So if you stop, you could write on a piece of paper. I was a chassid, there was no ksuvin. So Moshe took out a paper, and he written the ksuvin. And if you have to, it's a solution. The Kabbalah has to be that it's choik veloyav. Choik veloyav. Doesn't make a difference what will happen. He's not going to pass it. A person over the mice, what would it be if he's in a place and there's no bencher? So he's in the Kabbalah, he says, okay, I'm a Kabbalah order to take with me a bencher. Or, I'm a Kabbalah that if there's a bencher in the place, I will wait till the guy that finishes the bench and to use the bencher. I don't want to go to the yeshiva, if it's in the building, I will go upstairs, take a siddur to go down. The Chochmah is that the Kabbalah has to be a fully Kabbalah. For example, a person thinks that if he will daven shachris, every day in the minyan, everything will change. He will wake up in time, he will show up to say it. Yeah? But he knows it doesn't help that he'll be mekabel. So he can make himself a knas. But if he misses, he will, yeah, but he knows he makes the knas and the knas doesn't happen. So he goes now, Erev Yom Kippur to someone, he gives him $1,000, and he tells him, "You, it's yours. For a present, if I daven every day in a minyan, you'll have to give it back to me. If not, you're allowed to use it." He knows that will help him. Some guys, it will not help him. Now, we have to know that this is what I keep up in Rabbi Yisai. This, when you sit and you start to think about these little things, this is mitzvahs eser dereisa, like shaking a lulav and like blowing a shofar. When you sit now, the next 48 hours, try to think, what will change? But so I'll give $1,000, it's too much, 2,500. Every second you're shaking a lulav. This is mitzvah sayoy. But you're trying to find something that will change you. This is the mitzvah's essence, the reise, like eating matzah. Was a bachelor, Moshe Lamol. You know, he heard sports the whole time. And that made him not to learn. Everything was good, but he sports. You know, I grew up in sports. I don't understand that it's a whole. I don't understand it. I tried. Explain to you, running. I can't. But people, isn't it a whole? Vice versa, yeah? I don't understand it. What could be that ball that people are so interested? But how should I? That's not the point. So they say it's a riot. 70,000 people will go to look at the bull. Why is Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants it? Yeah, it's not even a cheshbon. Yeah, say such a thing. If you see a lot of people go one place, it's a riot. Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants it. It's not a riot. But Mikol Mekoyim. So yeah, but he knows he's a good bacher till the game starts, and then he misses a day. But again, he has to open the radio to listen. He can't help himself. So he mekabel not to listen. The mice, he will listen. So what is this? I'm only giving you an example that, so he sits and he thinks, well, the mice, he wants to change this year. And he knows that is one of the things that makes him to fall every time. So he thinks to himself that he's allowed to listen, but he's not allowed to open the radio. He's not allowed to open himself. If he wants to listen, he has to go to almost an open for me. Yeah? Normally in the bedroom, he doesn't have someone to open it for him. Yeah? He comes to his dear, and not every time he has someone. So he knows, you're right, that will be a very festive game that he can't hold himself. He will go to someone, he'll ask him, open to me radio, I want to listen. But he can't have a guy with him the whole time. He can't go out of his deer, walk for 5 hours in the street, and listen. So that holds him. Now, when he plans that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, Pischuli Pesach, Kepitchui Shel Machat, Vani Eftach Lochem Pesach, Kepischuli Shel Ulo. Hashem promises, if you will take something that you know that will change you, and yeah, no, won't it help? Okay, you took care of some of my problems. Hashem says, Seder. Baruch knows he's not Seder with his parents. He will call twice a week just to say hello. He's not going out to say sorry on everything. He's not holding there. He can't make up with them. That's baggages of years. I'm not going out right or wrong, yeah? Why can't I make them happy? But every person knows the chokhmah is, that's not, yeah, guys, okay, I will learn to Allah, I'm not saying it's not important, but if it's not going to change him, this is not, I'm not saying you can be that also, this is not the answer to Rosh Hashanah. Reb Chatzka Levinstein said like this, first in the beginning, it's very hard to decide to do this. After you decide to do it, what happens is, first day it's a whole, it doesn't let you. It makes fun of them. Then you catch yourself, you will do it. Yeah, you will do it. He comes and he sits near you on your bench, your keeper, and he starts to give you ideas. Okay, the idea with the radio was very good because the Muslim was very good, the Shinoah was very good, my parents, my grandparents. And he starts that in the end of Yom Kippur, you have 50 ideas. He knows the day after it is nothing. Chatzkel said, you not be allowed to left more from 3 or 4 Kabbalahs at the end of Yom Kippur. You're allowed to have after the Kabbalahs, and by the way, I can do more stuff. 4 things that you know, choyk veloyav. And Moshe, the guy was mekabel the bench on the bench, but he knows he forgets. Every year he's mekabel. You forgot, you go back to the place where you ate, you open the bench, you shuffle for 5 minutes, and then you get up. Oh, now he will start the member. Because every year he was mekabel it, 2 days after he never kept it anymore. So I can't tell you to bench again, yeah? Then I can tell the kids, but not, yeah, you can't tell a person that's Shem Shemayin of Atole. But if he's left with 4 or 5 things, that he knows how the Moshe, the person signs, will not pass a day in his, for this year, a day without an hour of learning. How about it? Doing his money will be the whole time. But will be an hour from now till next Yom Kippur, every day will be an hour. But he knows the Maisa, what happens is Motzi Yom Kippur that day, every year all of his Kabbalahs go fafal. Every year all the Kabbalahs are good before Sukkot, everything he already passed. So Rav Shaul said, he's Mekabba that he's starting his Kabbalahs from Sukkot. Rishon HaMinyan HaVeilus. From Yom Kippur till Sukkot, he's allowed to be a goy. But from Sukkot, he will start. But Sukkot, he's going to start. Now, I want to tell you again, this is Mitzvahs Esed De'Eirayse. And this is the reason we read the Parshas Arayis in your paper afternoon. You think, no, practical. You show me like this, you show me a knife, you show me. Moshe, a guy has a problem, Shemir HaSinai. It's not speak Chashabach, what is it? He goes to Eden places and then he talks to people. He doesn't go himself without a Chashabach. He can't hold himself not to go places. He can't. He knows he can't help. He's hungry, he has to go to the hotel, he has to. But if he goes with the Chashev Baruch, he knows he will have to behave. He doesn't go with the Shvach boys. Not going the Shvach boys go to these places. The Gishmak is Achim, but the Shvach guys. So you don't go without a Chashev guy. Choy b'liyav, if I don't have a Chashev guy, what is a Chashev guy? It's already a different Bismarckosh. Yeah? But you know, you're not saying, no one goes Abinas to talk, no one goes Abinas to look, no one goes. But you go, and then it's all it comes. But if I go in the Choshev Bacher, I will behave better. Any person, this is Mitzvah Sayyoy, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to keep. This is Mitzvah Sayyoy. Kamo de Poshi Inish Daite Tfeini. Now, one more thing, we finish in Ne'ile Lema'an Nechdal Me'oishek Yodeinu. Ze halacha, Shulchan Aruch, you have to meratze chaveiro be'erev Yom Kippur. I want to tell you, all of my life, in every place that I was, I saw, people only ask mechila from the people that they don't have to ask from. Shulzama Noyabach told me, I heard from the Shmir Shabbos, Kirchoso, he written a tshuva years ago, from Zalman, to be Matthew or something, all of the Gdorim came out against him. And he claimed that he did it because he had kids that did not have kids, and he wanted to find a heter. The Mamish killed him to pieces. Gdorim Yisrael, everyone, he was Mamish. Shem Zalman said he was sure Erev Yom Kippur would be a line of people in his door to ask Mechil. He said he opened the door in the morning. Shem Zalman says, there was only one person there. And he's the one that didn't have to ask Mechila, that came to ask Mechila. You see, I see Alam al Bochim, yeah, they ask Mechila, Herahin, Chutz on the boy that is really insulted from them, and has kindness to him, they never went over to him. So I'm going to Heter, because if I exactly. Dearest Heter, is Alochin Shulchanoch, person of authority, he has to pay. L'manechdal Moishik Yodeinu, that's what we say in the Ile. If you hurt a friend, if you did something avlat to someone, you have to ask mechila. You have to do tshuva. And it's something, Baruch Hashem, you're young, you don't have so much ba'al machlekes, you don't have so much fighting. Remember this club. This kind of chokhmah, you're asking mechila, your brother, your sister. It's a small money, it's not called mechila. Your person has to find out the people that he really ba'avlat and to make sure that he asks mechila. That's Hashem. We're going to be zeichet, we see what the chassim is doing.